This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While we wait some more to get the actual details of the GOP's tax plan, we are going to keep on digging into some of the things that might find their way into an eventual bill. So if the GOP cuts taxes the way it says it is going to, and if Republicans are as worried about the debt and deficit as they say they are, then they're going to have to find loopholes to close and deductions to get rid of to help pay for the aforementioned tax cuts, which gets us in a roundabout kind of way to charitable giving. Americans gave away nearly $390 billion last year, and Republicans have said they will keep the charitable donation deduction. But the tax plan the GOP has actually introduced is making a lot of nonprofits, that is, recipients of those charitable donations, uneasy. Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains.
As a public radio listener, you've been asked for donations a time or two, or 200.
Your monthly contributions will help keep public radio stations and programming on the air for years. It's good for
an ask, typically followed by a phone number, and more often than not, the promise that your gift is tax deductible. And yes, Kai's dulcet tones are compelling. You can feel good about supporting your member station. But how much does the promise of that tax break matter, broadly?
We know that incentives, in fact, are really important.
Jeff Moore is the chief strategy officer at Independent Sector, which represents nonprofits. The group sponsored some research from Indiana University's Lilly Family School of Philanthropy.
One of the really interesting things we found is just how responsive givers are to tax incentives.
Take tax incentives away, and many folks will give less, billions less, according to that Indiana University study. And says Moore, that's exactly what the GOP framework could do. It's a little complicated, like everything tax-related. But basically, the GOP wants to double the standard deduction and remove a lot of other write-offs.
That proposal is likely to greatly decrease the fraction of taxpayers who itemize their deductions.
John Bacchia is an econ professor at Williams College. This matters, he says, because
itemizers are the only ones who get a tax incentive to donate to charity.
So under the GOP framework, the only people who'd be left to take the charitable deduction would be the wealthiest taxpayers. And there are some concerns, he says, if the government's only subsidizing the charitable contributions of the rich.
If the rich are more likely to donate to the Heritage Foundation and the middle class is more likely to donate to, like, the Sierra Club or something, this is going to affect which of those organizations get funds.
Steve Taylor is Senior Vice President for Public Policy at United Way Worldwide.
It's not that United Way is for or against tax reform.
But he says the plan as it's been proposed is exactly the wrong way to go about it if you want to encourage more giving.
Whether you're wealthy or middle class or low income, that shouldn't matter in determining whether you're taxed on your donations to charity.
Many charitable organizations, including his, are pushing for a universal tax deduction for charitable giving, a write-off anyone could take. But it would cost, and it isn't on the list of tax breaks that Republicans seem most interested in paying for. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.